Vrbo helps you swap gift wrap time for quality time. Go to Vrbo now and book a last-minute week-long stay and save over $390 this holiday season. Book your next vacation rental home on Vrbo. Average savings $396. Select homes only.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Calm and Confident. Today, we're diving into something that affects all of us at some point: anxiety and fear. Ever feel like your mind's a hamster wheel, spinning with worries? You know that feeling when you get butterflies in your stomach before a big presentation or a first date, and it feels like your heart might jump out of your chest? Yeah, we've all been there. But the good news is, those feelings don't have to rule our lives. Stoicism can actually be an amazing toolbox for managing anxiety and fear, giving us that mental edge to navigate life's ups and downs with more calmness and confidence. So, what are some key takeaways from Stoic philosophy that can help us conquer these pesky feelings? First off, remember this: you can't control everything. Life throws curveballs, unexpected situations pop up, and sometimes, things just don't go our way. Trying to grip onto every little detail, trying to micromanage every outcome, that's a recipe for anxiety overload. Stoicism teaches us to focus on what we can control: our own thoughts, reactions, and actions. Think of it like this: you can't stop the rain, but you can choose to grab an umbrella and go for a walk anyway. Next up, practice mindfulness. This isn't just about meditating in a dimly lit room, although that can be helpful. It's about being present in the moment, paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. When anxiety hits, it often stems from dwelling on the past or worrying about the future. By focusing on the here and now, we can break free from those mental chains and find a sense of peace. Think about taking a few deep breaths, really noticing the sensations of each inhale and exhale. It sounds simple, but it's incredibly powerful. Another Stoic gem is reframing our perspective. Ever notice how we sometimes blow things out of proportion? We get caught up in negative self-talk, assuming the worst, and letting fear dictate our actions. Stoicism encourages us to challenge those assumptions, to look at situations from different angles, and to find the silver lining. Remember that time you thought a presentation was going to be a disaster? Maybe it wasn't as bad as you imagined, and you even learned something new along the way. Reframing can turn perceived threats into opportunities for growth. Let's talk about acceptance. This doesn't mean resigning yourself to a life of mediocrity or letting things slide. It means acknowledging that some things are beyond our control and choosing to make peace with them. Think of it like this: you can fight the tide, but it's way more energy efficient to learn how to swim with it. Lastly, cultivate virtue. Stoicism emphasizes living a life guided by wisdom, justice, courage, and temperance. These aren't abstract concepts. They're practical qualities that empower us to face challenges with grace and resilience. When we live in alignment with these virtues, anxiety and fear lose their grip because we know we're acting from a place of integrity and strength. Alright, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this: you've got a big job interview coming up. Your palms are sweating, your stomach is doing flips, and you can't seem to stop replaying worst-case scenarios in your head. Anxiety is trying to hijack the day, right? But here's where Stoicism comes in. Take a deep breath, remind yourself that you prepared well, and focus on what you can control: your composure, your answers, your enthusiasm. Reframe those nervous jitters as excitement. After all, you're eager to showcase your skills. And remember, even if things don't go perfectly, it's an opportunity to learn and grow. You got this. So, what are the key takeaways from today's episode? 1. Focus on what you can control: your thoughts, actions, reactions. 2. Practice mindfulness. Be present in the moment. Let go of past worries and future anxieties. 3. Reframe your perspective. Look for the silver lining. Challenge negative assumptions. 4. Accept what's beyond your control. Find peace with things you can't change. 5. Cultivate virtue. Live by wisdom, justice, courage, and temperance. Remember, guys, Stoicism isn't about suppressing your emotions. It's about understanding them, managing them, and using them to fuel your growth. It's a journey, not a destination, so be kind to yourself along the way. Now, go out there and conquer those anxieties. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might find it helpful. Let's spread the Stoic vibes and build a more confident, resilient community together. Until tomorrow, stay calm and confident.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.